People have been sleeping on the sidewalks of London in recent days. They're living in tents, hoping to keep their places outside Westminster Abbey.
And they're determined to remain one more night until tomorrow's royal wedding there. NPR's Philip Reeves has been traveling Britain to find out what this wedding means to people.
And now he's reached the heart of the action.
Can you clear your butts, please? Clear the scuff.
The show's already begun. The first spectators are here. So's the world's media. 76-year-old Gwen Murray has told her story again and again about how she doesn't mind spending a couple of days sleeping on the sidewalk if that means a good view of the bride.
Can you just dodge down a minute? I want to show the view. You see where those two posts are? And that fellow, she will come through those two posts and the carriage will be this side of it.
Across the road, Tom Chrétien and his wife Margaret are having a look at Westminster Abbey. They've come here from Saratoga Springs, New York.
Well, we think that this could be the wedding of the century, probably our best chance to partake in a royal wedding for the rest of our lives. So we see it as a great opportunity, a fun time.
We have a soft spot in our heart for William. Having watched him born, grow up, and become the man that he is, we really admire him and we wish him and Kate the very best.
Great to see you. I love you, the Westminster gentleman.
7,000 journalists applied for accreditation to cover the royal wedding. Kate Reardon, editor of Tatler magazine, thinks she knows why.
It is complete, unrestrained, pure glamour. Totally unequivocal glamour. There's excitement, there's romance, there's pageantry, there's history, there's all sorts of things tied into it. But it's a kind of a guilty pleasure.
The Queen's household cavalry is practicing for the big day. Big is maybe not the right word. Reardon says this wedding is huge.
This is a truly epic, industrial level of organisation and planning. Something that we're actually rather good at when you put it in the hands of the army, I think, rather than the government. It is military precision planning. There are thousands of horses, all of whom have to be fed, all of whom have to be groomed. You know, their tack has to be polished. I mean, the sort of the level of detail that this goes into, forget the cake and the dress. Those are sort of really quite simple, straightforward things. But the sheer number of people, the crowd control, the security, it's extraordinary, mind-boggling.
Tomorrow's ceremony is about two young people, but Reardon says it's also about a lot more than that.
To a certain key individuals, this is a proper career-making moment and a life-changing moment financially. There will be photographers out there who manage to get an extraordinary picture of the day that is syndicated and reprinted for decades to come. That will be paying their kids' school fees. I mean, really, these pictures are incredibly valuable if you get the one defining image or the one image that nobody else gets or the behind-the-scenes image. There are also people, you know, such as the dress designer, that this is a platform which no other designer on the planet could ever dream of achieving in terms of publicity and exposure.
Well, across the whole route, I would estimate there would be upwards of 400 or 500 photographers. The appetite for royal photographs is tremendous, so they'll be coming in from far-flung places in Europe, right across Asia. I expect a few Americans will be over as well.
Adrian Dennis has been taking pictures for a living for more than 20 years.
I mean, obviously, it's a celebrity-based story, and that really does run a lot of publications these days. But also, it's the carrying on of the Princess Diana fairy tale that happened and ended so tragically, you know, in a tragic circumstances. But this is really the next chapter.
The pictures that are the most valuable are the ones that are the most human. So while we're all dazzled by all the pageantry and the dresses and the gold and the jewellery and the diamonds and the horses and the carriages, the ones that give us individually an insight into another human being in a very specific situation so that are almost freakishly intimate despite the surroundings are the valuable ones.
Dennis is a staffer for an agency, AFP, so he won't be making those big bucks. This doesn't diminish his hunger for a great picture.
Luckily, I have a position in the Abbey, so I've got one of the few spots inside, and I'll remember it, you know, for the rest of my life. The picture is that I'm looking for is the ambiance of the Abbey. I'd like to show something of that. With the newlywed couple walking out, I've got a position where I know exactly the route where they're going to walk past, so I've composed a picture in my head of what it will look like. I just hope that all the ingredients work and perhaps they might look or glance in my direction. I've been thinking it through for the last few weeks and a few sleepless nights too.
anything about it?
No, I didn't. At first I thought it was a montage. And then I came to the office and there is indeed a huge, silky, purple bow tied around my office. So, I mean, basically London's gone completely crazy.
Rachel Johnson edits Lady magazine. She blames her publisher for wrapping her six-storey building in a gigantic bow in honour of the royal wedding. She says her readers are interested in the wedding, although it doesn't seem that she is.
Yeah, there are at least 1,000 journalists now just setting up outside Buckingham Palace at Clarence Gate or at Westminster. And you think there are 3 unwinnable wars in which people are dying going on that we're actually involved in, engaged in. And yet the focus, the entire focus of the world's media is on a couple of pleasant but inoffensive man and woman in early middle age who've been together for 8 years and who are getting hitched on Friday. It's actually surreal.
Johnson sees a trend.
What I think the last 5 years have seen is a decreased appetite in fictionalised entertainment and a hugely increased appetite in reality TV. So in a sense, the royal wedding provides the acme or the apotheosis of a global reality television event that everybody can enjoy.
We're a big company, we cope with very big days.
Back outside Westminster Abbey, business is flourishing. The bookies have turned up, among them Paddy Power. You can bet on practically anything to do with this wedding, including the possibility of tears.
The stuff below that is there, betting on who'll be the first to cry. I mean, the Queen doesn't show a huge amount of emotion. She's 16 to one outsider. Kate, 5-2. A likely enough crier. But I think Elton John, he's going to cry. He's 8-1. And the other one, the big sissy, David Beckham, he's 50-1 to be the first to cry.
This is all part of the show, the warm-up act before tomorrow's wedding, a pageant that Tom and Margaret Chrétien hope to see for themselves, but anyway won't miss.
Well, we have set our DVR, so we have quite a bit of recording that's going to happen.
We'll watch it all when it's all over.
So if you miss it here, because you haven't got a good view, you can watch it all again on the television.
Oh, yeah, we're recording probably about 10 and a half hours of this back home. So we'll enjoy it again and again.
Philip Reeves, NPR News, London.